This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Two back-to-back international meetings are being convened in Qatar this week to press Afghanistan's warring parties to resume peace negotiations and reach a deal before the Afghan conflict spirals out of control. The diplomatic effort comes amid dramatic battlefield advances by Taliban insurgents, even as the United States continues airstrikes in support of embattled Afghan government forces. It also follows last week's warning by the United Nations that, quote, the war in Afghanistan has entered a new, deadlier, and more destructive phase. Diplomatic sources tell VOA that U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Zalmay Khalilzad and his counterparts from Russia, China, and Pakistan will meet in the Qatari capital, Doha, on Wednesday. That meeting will be preceded by a meeting on Tuesday of Afghanistan's immediate neighbors. Russia, the United Nations, and the United States have also been invited to Tuesday's meeting. The goal of both discussions will be to seek a possible common ground between the two Afghan adversaries at a time when the Taliban have started occupying provincial capitals, according to the Afghan Foreign Ministry. The Taliban tightened its hold around northern Afghanistan Sunday, capturing those three provincial capitals as they take their fight to the cities after seizing much of the countryside in recent months. The insurgents have snatched up five capitals in Afghanistan since Friday in a lightning offensive that appears to have overwhelmed government forces. Fighting in Afghanistan's long-running conflict has intensified since May, when foreign forces began the final stage of withdrawal, which is due to be completed this month. VOA News. A senior aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned on Sunday in the wake of a state attorney general's report that the governor sexually harassed 11 women. Melissa DeRosa, secretary to the governor, issued a statement on Sunday night saying the past 2 years have been, in her words, emotionally and mentally trying. An investigative report into the allegations against Cuomo found that DeRosa had been part of the effort to retaliate against one of the women who had spoken out publicly about Cuomo's behavior. In another development, a former assistant who filed a criminal complaint against Cuomo last week on accusations he groped her in the governor's executive mansion is speaking publicly for the first time. In a televised interview to be broadcast Monday, she says the governor, quote, needs to be held accountable. The woman said she filed a report to hold Cuomo responsible for his actions. What he did to me was a crime, she said in an excerpt released by CBS Television on Sunday. Cuomo has denied any wrongdoing and has resisted widespread calls for his resignation, including from fellow Democrats such as U.S. President Joe Biden. But Cuomo could soon face impeachment and removal from office by state lawmakers. More than 80,000 people have been evacuated because of heavy rains and floods in the southwestern Chinese province of Sichuan, state media reported on Monday. Water levels at major rivers in the province were above warning levels following heavy rainfall from Friday to Sunday. One reservoir in the city of Dazhou exceeded its flood limit by 2.2 meters, according to the official China News Service. It said more than 440,000 people have now been affected by floods in six cities across the province. And a United Nations panel of experts is releasing a key report Monday with the latest authoritative scientific information on climate change. The report will provide governments with up-to-date facts on the current impacts and future risks ahead of a UN climate summit this November in Glasgow, Scotland. It will also examine how various options to reduce greenhouse gas emissions will affect the pace of climate change over the coming decades. Almost 200 countries have signed up to the landmark Paris Climate Accord, but since the last report was published in 2013, scientists have increasingly been saying that a goal of cooling the Earth by 1.5 degrees Celsius is probably now out of reach. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.